This is a very sad moment, a moment of great sadness. For me, as the Commander-in-Chief of the Kenya Defence Forces, it is a tragic moment for the Kenya Defence Forces fraternity, and it is a most unfortunate day for the nation at large. Our motherland has lost one of her most valiant generals. We have also lost gallant officers, servicemen, and women. The demise of General Ogola is a painful loss to me, and certainly the sorrow we all feel about this passing on is shared by all of the people of Kenya, and most especially the KDF fraternity. A distinguished four-star general has fallen in the course of duty and in the service of country. I convey my deepest condolences to all families that are grieving this untimely loss, and our mourning nation as well. May the Almighty God rest their souls in peace and grant their families fortitude at this time of very deep sorrow. I also wish quick recovery to the two injured soldiers in this accident who are now in hospital. The Kenya Air Force has constituted and dispatched an air investigation team to establish the cause of the air crash. In honor of the life and the distinguished military career of the fallen general who lost his life not just while in office but in active military duty, the nation will observe a period of 3 days of mourning commencing tomorrow, the 19th of April 2024. During this time of national mourning, the Kenya flag, the Kenya Defense Forces flag, the East African Community flag, and flags of all formations of the military shall fly at half-mast in the Republic of Kenya and in Kenya missions abroad.